Hey everybody, I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earle, and currently my Pokemon knowledge has been pushed to the back of my head by this fucking sinus pressure I've had for the last few days.
Your forehead is pulsing.
Oh, do we get sick,
yeah,
Dan?
Yeah, I'm coming off the tail end of a head cold as we're recording this, so...
We're getting late night NPR, Dan.
Yeah, no, it's... I don't know how smooth and sultry it still is, but it's been a little...
Okay, Dan, introduce the next jazz track.
All right, and coming up after the break, we have Mac the Knife performing Louie.
What do you know?
I don't know.
That was pretty good. Hey.
If you want to see anything that we talk about, then we have a Twitter thread, our Twitter account at Delve Into the Dex. Weekly, we post the pictures that we talk about. If you want to find it real quick, in the description for this episode, last word of the first sentence, go ahead and click on that. It'll take you right to it.
And if
it.
You want to hear our debut jazz album, keep
Billy,
waiting.
I'm so sad you couldn't do improv with us in college. You would have been so good.
It would have been great.
It would have been so good.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that the next podcast we do?
No, there's enough of those.
But what if we have what's missing?
Yeah, jazz. The rest don't have
jazz. Improv, which is just fucking which is going just crazy.
Jazz. Can we get a suggestion for a chord progression?
God. Who here has a time signature? 15 eighths? Go fuck yourself.
I mean, like, improv, but where you suddenly change what the fuck you're doing so quickly. Like, maybe you're doing a long-form scene, and then suddenly you force everyone to play Duck, Duck, Goose or something. I don't
That's
know.
That's every college improv
what?
Group I was in. The all
I
two of them.
I didn't say it was good. Yeah. I just said we should do it.
Oh, God.
I was content with my role at the improv shows, which was the audience member that only suggests dildo. Anyways, Dan, what do you have for us this
hey,
week?
Hey, one, if you were that audience member, die. Two, I'm kind of proud of this week because I think this is going to maybe be our first episode. I've threatened it. It's been in the air, but it's still themed. I think this might be our first Who Gives a Shit roundup, guys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I have been waiting for an episode like this.
Here's the thing. The three of us have been doing this for a while. I think I know our energy. I am beyond glad that we didn't have a guest here to talk about some of these, because I'm predicting we're either going to go through these Pokemon in 8 seconds or 15 minutes, or I'm fully ready for this first one to talk about it for 45 minutes for some reason.
Oh my God.
So I've got four loaded in the chamber. I guess we're going to see how long this
Let's
episode
do this.
Goes, but,
Oh, fuck this guy. Boom. Hate him. Awful. So dumb. So bad.
Kayla.
What happened to Kirby?
Kirby got hit by a car.
What you did? Oh, no. It's my drawing of Charmander.
Yeah, Kirby was flattened.
It looks like a bleeding heart fish, like an angel fish. It also just looks like bad. It looks like it's not... supposed to look like this.
Okay,
I'm just gonna call it Flutter.
This is Love Disc.
Love Disc?
Yes. L-U-V-D-I-S-C.
Is it a diaphragm?
No.
No, it's just
a heartfish.
Do you guys know what a diaphragm is?
Do you mean the thing that goes over your liver?
No. That's an organ, the diaphragm.
Yeah.
Diaphragm is also the name of a form of contraceptive contraceptive like device for women. It's essentially a bag you put over your cervix, if I remember correctly.
Huh. I would have gone with water heater is what this thing looks like to me, Kayla, but you know.
Here's what I would have said. It's a sideways heart.
I was just asking because you called it a love disc, and that was the first thing I thought of.
No, it's a love
disc.
Because it's a circle. It's like, it's flat.
Well, and it's L-U-V, too. Kayla. It's not L-O-V-E. It's a love disc.
Dan, can I say everything I know about this Pokemon?
Yes.
It's water type. Its stats are absolute garbage. It's not good at all. And its only use in the games is, whenever you catch it, there's a chance it'll have an item called a heart scale, and you take that item to a specific person called the Move Relearner, and if you've deleted a move from your Pokemon's move pool, they will have you reteach that move to them. That's all this Pokemon is for farming that item.
And just like that, Billy got through half my notes.
There we go. I love when I can do that.
I like to imagine that when he's like, their stats were complete garbage. I like to imagine that's exactly what it says in the Pokedex. It's like, this one is a bitch.
This one sucks. If there's, because, okay, I know we've mentioned it before, but there's maniacs out there like, can you beat Pokemon Emerald using only a love disc? And yes, you can beat any Pokemon game anyway. They're games for children.
Yeah. I'm sorry, just the whole, Pokemon love disc. Look at this piece of shit. Like, just straight up, just like, this fucker.
This guy fucking sucks.
Fuck this guy.
No, Billy, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. It's a heartfish. How do you feel about the heartfish?
I like the facial expression.
Yeah, it's designed well, and then that's it. It has no purpose beyond that at all.
It's got the good dead eyes face.
Yeah, it's got it's cold eyes, like a doll's eyes.
It was, what generation was
Gen
it? Gen 3.
And it shows up, like, pretty late in Gen 3, too. So you get to, like, the point where you start catching, like, level 30 love disc, but you're like, my whole team's level 60 already. So it's literally, Billy, I think they were like, we want to make heart scales easy to find. Put it onto heartfish. Because here's what happens in its entries. It lives in coral reefs, it swims around, and if you're a loving couple, it'll follow you. Also, if you're a loving couple and you see one, you're going to have a good relationship, supposedly. These things are fucking everywhere.
What is with Pokemon inviting themselves into people's personal space? Get away from me, I'm on a date.
I don't know.
It seems like it's really easy. If every Pokemon ever follows you or stalks you for some reason, it's really easy to catch them all.
Yeah.
Like, just by existing, I have a pumpkin trying to drag me to hell, a little aardvark thing trying to eat my dreams, and this heart guy letting me know that me and Alyssa are gonna work out. Like, I have three of them.
I really just like to imagine people walk around with those electrified rackets that you carry around to kill mosquitoes, and you just swat your way through the woods when you're walking in the park in fucking Kanto or whatever.
Kayla, I just want to remind you, this is a fish Pokemon. Do not use an electric fly swatter.
It lives in
on
water.
Maybe I don't like anyone else that's in the water, huh?
Or yourself in the water. That's the big one to me, because it says, like, oh, yeah, if it follows you, you're going to fall in love or be in love. But again, they're literally everywhere. Most of the time they show up in the series to jump ahead, it's when you just see a school of love disc. They're not hard to find. So I guess it's one of those. I just picture it's like the dude bro jock, just like, oh, babe, we're meant to be because there's a fish out there.
Because there's a fucking fish.
Look at it, babe. It's kind of like shaped like a heart, babe.
Glub, glub, little man.
You and me.
100 years.
It's a sign. I'm sorry I cheated on you.
I'm going to carve our names into this tree. The tree is also a Pokemon. It's a ghost tree. Oh, God. It's taking me to hell, babe.
The ghost tree's pissed. The ghost tree's pissed.
I don't think this is going to work out.
Oh, my God. Was that everything you had for Love Disc?
No, there's a couple other entries, and it's a big appearance. The other fun entries is that one, if it shows up during spawning season, they just hang out in coral reefs, and it says, turn the waters fully pink. So, I'm just picturing, it's like those clips of if you see a net pulled up and it's just a bunch of like little fish, just a bunch of, oh, also Love Disc is about 2 feet tall, so it's pretty decent sized fish. Just...
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. That's like a flounder size.
Oh, I just realized this is the fish that guys would hold up on their Pokemon Tinder bios.
Wow, they would look like such assholes.
They really would. They just like hold up this heart fish Pokemon and be like, I have the love disc. All I need is the woman.
Oh, God.
If I catch them, she will come.
Well, and supposedly the old version of that thing is if you wanted to tell a woman you loved her, you gave her a love disc, which I think the modern equivalent would be like asking out somebody by being like, hello, would you like some sushi? But not like asking them to sushi.
I'm vegan. Take the love disc.
Dan, I imagine you show up to her front porch, you knock on the door, and you're like, hi, would you like to grab coffee sometime? And then you hand her a salmon. Just a salmon.
Not wrapped.
No.
Not even filleted.
Not even skin.
It's got to be fresh. No, it's got to be alive still. You had to catch it that morning. It's just...
It flops a little bit as you hand it over.
And it's like a female salmon, so it's just covered with roe and disgusting.
It's a guy who learned how to date by entirely playing Stardew Valley. So he's like, ah, yes, women like when I just give them this fish.
Someone has absolutely turned off the podcast.
Oh, no. Fuck them.
It's like, why the fuck are they talking about fish?
Okay. Well, hey, well, if they don't want us to talk about fish, they're going to have a bad episode, guys. They're not going to have.
Oh, no.
Guys, if you're fish phobic, you're going to want to get out of here. And then also just a couple other, because Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon also always find ways to make, or I should say the Sun and Moon games always make weird Pokedex entries. Moon version, loving couples have a soft spot for this Pokemon, so honeymoon hotels often release this Pokemon into their pools.
Get the fuck out.
Oh.
There's chlorine in here.
No. Or there's what not the chlorine fuck? And that pool hasn't been cleaned in
do
years.
Do they just mean like pond? Like it's like a reflecting pool kind of thing?
It says pool. Kayla, I'm picturing swimming pool. You're just sitting there. It's your honeymoon. You look into your lover's eyes. They're great. I don't know. I don't understand this part. And then you just feel between your legs. You're like, oh, baby, what's that? And then...
These promposals are getting out of hand.
This is every pervert's favorite Pokemon.
Well, I do have just the main appearance of Love Disc is, and the only one, really, where it doesn't just show up in the background, is Misty and her sister actually get a Love Disc off screen, away from Ash. When Ash is over in Hoenn, Misty just has a Love Disc now. They have two Love Discs that they wanted to perform at the Cerulean Gym. It was going to be a whole thing. It was Misty had the boy, and then there was the girl. The girl love disc did not like the boy love disc. They weren't like, you know, do the love disc thing. The B team tier rock Team Rocket, which I think we've maybe mentioned before, Butch and Cassidy.
Yes.
They did the thing with
the Drowsy. Are they the ones that are shockingly capable?
They do okay, yeah. They try to steal these love disc because apparently that's the rare Pokemon they need to steal.
But they're everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they need to steal.
Just go to a love hotel swimming pool. You get 50.
Tell them you're a couple. They'll give them to you in the fucking pool.
Fuck, in the hotel room.
They just have to go swimming and like hold hands and a love disc will show up. Be like, oh, I think these two are going to make it.
The love discs are just pushing them closer together. Just like, no, wait, no.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my. Eventually the two love discs decide to, you know, they fall in love because heteronormativity, and then they make their escape, and I need to send you both a link to how they make their escape, because this has haunted me.
Ah!
What?
What?
Oh, did it load in Discord?
Oh no, I have so many questions. I have so many questions.
Why is one wearing so a crown?
It's because it's the lady, it's a tiara.
I thought it was going to be another bow in her hair.
God
like
forbid
Charla.
We let these two fish look like they're fellas.
Oh
we
my
can't
God.
Risk that. We can't risk gay fish. We gotta put this bitch in a tiara or something. What
okay,
the fuck?
So. Again, viewers, this Pokemon looks like a heart that is sideways. So the bottom tip of the heart is where the mouth goes. What these two love discs are doing is a suction kiss on each other's mouths. So they create what is essentially a butterfly shape and they are flapping through the wind to fly away.
Are they fucking twirling tongues like a motor, like just like his rotors? What is going on?
If I had... A single answer, Kayla.
French to fly.
They're also fish. Just stay in the fucking water.
They can swim.
They're flying over water. Why can they fly?
Kayla, I wish I had a single answer.
So Love Disc sucks. And it's not like they would ever retroactively, a few generations later, give it a super-powered evolution that was actually useful in the games, right, Dan? That would never happen.
Yeah, I mean, you beat me to it, Billy, because we all know the fate of what happens to little fish.
I don't like her.
What don't you like, Kayla?
I don't like how her fins are, like, draping from her. She's like a burlesque fish.
Heavy, heavy eyeliner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But it once again is a heart-shaped fish, but it's bigger, and it now has like cooking mitt fins on the top and bottom.
I guess it is heart-shaped.
I don't think we mentioned it enough with Love Desk that it had no fins or extremities. It was just
Oh yeah, it the straight candy up was heart. Just yeah.
straight
heart.
Up a heart.
Yeah.
Yep.
It had eyes.
So Kayla, go ahead and name this.
So that was Love Disc.
Kayla, we can piece this together. So the first one was Love Disc. Mm-hmm. So like, do you think like the love or the disc carried through?
I would hope the love.
When the moon hits your eye, like a big pizza pie, that's...
Oh, amore. But it's not that, is it? Billy just made that up to fucking get me to say something. I'm going to say amortare, like a manta ray.
Amortare?
This is... Aloma Mola. And also, Kayla, this is not the evolution of Love Disc.
Did you just kill Harry Potter?
No, we didn't.
Or no, Aloha Mora is like gives light or something. What did you
Aloha
say?
Aloha Mora is light.
Aloma Mola.
Alomolomola. Aloma Mola.
Aloma Mola.
Fuck, I hate this thing's name.
This is just a completely different heart-shaped Pokemon. Also not powerful. Like, it's fine. It's better than Love Disc, but it's still not useful. Hi, everybody. Billy here. We really only talk about two things with Aloma Mola, and that is that it is based on an ocean sunfish, and in the game, it is a healer. The rest of our 15 minutes were fully fucking wasted and have been edited down into... this fucking mess. Enjoy.
Aloma Mola.
Aloma Mola.
Aloma Mola.
Because a lot of people will say Aloha Mola.
Because there's Alola.
Well, this came out before Alola.
Mola Mola is the scientific name for a sunfish, so they're saying it's, oh, Aloha Mola Mola.
Aloma Mola.
Look at Aloma Mola. Observe Aloma Mola.
Mola O Mola.
Oh, sorry, Aloma Mola.
Yeah, I keep saying Alola Mola.
Aloma Mola.
Alola Mola sounds way better, but this way it's also apparently a palindrome.
Guacalomolone.
And I got them Macarena and a main.
Aloma Mola's aloe vera.
Alola Mavera.
Aloma Vera.
Mavera.
There's a moth that I just found on the camera behind me.
Did Aloma Mola show up at all in the anime or manga?
It's the first not Alolan, fuck. It is the first Unovan Pokemon that Ash sees.
Alola Unova?
Unova. Aloma Unova.
That's Aloma Mola.
Inanimani. Aloma Manga.
Nevada Cadaver.
You don't like Alola Mamola Mamola Manola?
Aloma Mola.
Aluminium.
Alumidine.
It's a love dish.
In a little long place to
get Aloma Mola.
Love Disc Baby. Love Disc Baby.
Aloma Mola.
Aloma Mola.
Please, for the love of God, change Pokemon.
Hello, Moppy.
Save us.
Hello, Moppy. You fucking what, mate? I
swear. You fucking...
All right, everybody. So we... coming back from a hard cut there. Let's... I don't know how that's going to turn out after the edit. You guys want to talk about another Pokemon? You wanna
please.
You want to handbrake it away from that thing?
Let's get this number countdown.
Keyword, talk about a Pokemon.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, fuck yeah. No, this I'm into. This is the turnaround. This is where Dan wins us back.
Guppy. Gumpy. That's what I'm going to name it.
Gumpy?
Gumpy.
Billy, you know this boy?
Kayla, this is wishy-washy.
Yeah, I accept that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that mm-hmm. squiggly sad eye, the weak appearance, and just he's a little sad Eeyore fish boy.
Yeah
I'll take wishy-washy.
Just a sad little
he's
little
just
fish
a little
boy.
Sad boy.
Now I'm trying to imagine Ash going like, guys, we could catch a wishy-washy.
That was a very good Ash voice. But no, it's wishy-washy. Some fun things with wishy-washy, Kayla. This is actually the smallest water type.
Oh, really?
Oh.
8 inches. And like half a pound. He's just a sad little guy. He's like
it's
an
like
actual little anchovy.
That's
yeah.
so cute.
He's just a little guy. And he's trying his best.
Who fucking uses them in battle?
Oh, nobody. It's trash in battle. Oh,
okay.
What it lacks in battling skills, it makes up for in friendship.
Yeah, it makes up for in heart. Because let's go over its entries. When it's in trouble, its eyes moisten and begin to shine. The shining light attracts its comrades, and they stand together. So it's here to make some friends.
Oh, friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moon version. It's awfully weak and notably tasty, so everyone's always out to get it.
Fucking cuck bitch. Like, it's like beta ass
yeah,
food
it's
animal.
It's a little soy boy fish.
Ba-ding! Wishy-washy. Oh, look. Dinner.
Oh my god. He just eat it like a fucking goldfish.
Like fucking Tom but and Tom and Jerry, who just eats a fish and then pulls out the bone.
But yeah. It's 8 inches long, and so now think of that and just like, that's a little big to... You'd have to be Yogi Bear.
Or talented, Kayla. You can turn off your gag reflex. But anyway, yeah, that's most of its entries. There actually is a fun thing, Kayla, with Wishy Washy. And that's that they do come together, as we've mentioned, in friendship. In friendship. Yeah. And through the power of friendship. Could you imagine, like...
It's a school of them. As a monster, it's the school board.
This is still Wishy Washy, isn't it? Just in its school form?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is... Wishy Washy is so kind of cool to me. I know I said this
it's
is a
so
who gives a fuck
cool.
roundup. But Wishy Washy's ability doesn't do anything until it gets to level 20. And then when it's level 20, its ability is that if it's over 25% health, it has a school of other Wishy Washy around it. And it looks like this.
Do you have to have more than one to do that?
No. It just cries and it summons all these Wishy Washy that come around it.
Oh my god.
For reference... Yeah. This wishy-washy school is 26 foot and 11 inches tall and 173 pounds. So it's a fuckload of fish.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it is a shit ton of
it
fish.
It is like a whale-sized amount of fish.
I knew nothing about this Pokemon until, surprise, surprise, Pokemon Snap, talking about it again.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the game, there are like 4 or 5 Pokemon that are known as like the radiant Pokemon, like they've absorbed some sort of glowing energy from the area,
right?
And Wishy Washy is one of those, and it starts out simple of like just like throw an orb at this one and it'll shine, and then it turns into more and more complex puzzles. And for this one, you are surrounded by the singular Wishy Washy in the deep ocean. That's all you get in the level. And you need to keep, like, throwing these orbs at them, and eventually they'll all get scared, run away, and then this massive fucking school of wishy-washy comes towards you, and it is radiant and glowing, and its individual scales on this fish, you can tell, are wishy-washy. It's so cool. It's so fucking awesome.
Oh, I might have to see that.
That's really fun. I like the sound of that. But also...
Nightmares. Well, would you like this? This one has its own entries for this form, but most of the entries are pretty samey, where they just say it's the Demon of the Sea is what it's called now when it's in this form.
Oh, it's like he got bullied and then got mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're all tough together now. Through the power of friendship, they're strong. Apparently, this says that when they use Water Gun, it a power exceeds that of Hydro Pump, so I don't think that's how that works in-game, but that's just fun.
Probably not, but that's awesome flavor.
Yeah. I will say in-game, when it's in the schooled form, it, like, quadruples all of its base stats, so that's when you use it competitively, and then as soon as it gets low health, you're like, well, have fun in the garbage. Kale, what you think of Lil Fish Become Big Fish?
I like it. I really like it since it's such a small Pokemon, and... You find a way to level the playing field in a way. And it's cute. It's a cool expect the unexpected sort of thing.
Well, and I haven't played Gen 7 in a while, so I don't know how early you can catch them. So if it's possible to like catch a level 1 wishy-washy and you're just like, this thing doesn't even have an ability, it doesn't do anything. And then you eventually, you can find it pretty early on. So you might have a wishy-washy that just has no power.
Oh,
and
man.
Then you're like, oh no. And then you're level 20 and you're like, he big. My little boy did it.
You did it.
We've gotten there, folks. We've gotten there.
We've made it. Billy, share.
Yep.
Send.
And send. Boom.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's awesome.
Wow.
Big, angry, glowing wishy-washy.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like deep ocean.
Yeah.
So it's just the void behind it as it's glowing.
don't know, this guy's cool. I kind of, Gen 7 was like kind of Gen 6 plus, but wishy-washy's fun. It shows up in the anime once as like a totem thing, so it's basically like a boss fight that they have to go against, and Ash's friend, who's the water type trainer, goes against it. Yeah.
Crazy how that works.
Yeah, they did it, and then they beat it through the power of friendship. Woo. Yeah.
And then, let me take a wild guess, not in Gen 8.
Actually, it is. It made it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They just copied the Pokedex Hell entries, yeah. But wishy-washy made it. Yeah, I got one more, because while we're talking Gen 7, who gives a shit fish, would you guys like to see something much worse?
Oh, what the fuck?
Kayla has gone silent. Kayla's eyes have gone sallow. Kayla's thousand-yard stare into the distance.
What is this Lisa Frank looking ass? That
it has lipstick.
And sharp-ass teeth.
It has 3D lipstick.
It did have shading on the lipstick.
I don't know the name of this Pokemon.
Is it a Hurana?
Oh, fuck. That'd be so good, Kayla.
That would
Piranha,
be.
But
I will say, if it'll change your answer, it is a water psychic type. But are you going to... I think Hurana is a pretty good lock-in answer.
I'm just going to make a random noise. Madiscura.
Madiscura. You're both way off. This is Bruxish. Bruxish. B-U-B-R-U-X-I-S-H.
Bruxish?
Bruxish.
Bruxish?
If you want an explanation, I have none. It's based off of Bruxishism, which according to Google is a condition in which you grind, gnash, or clench your teeth.
Okay.
I guess I kind of get that with the sharp teeth. But why is it only in pastels?
I have no explanation for that. I have looked far and wide. Apparently, part of what it does is that it has psychic powers, so maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's just trying to dazzle them and ruin their mind with psychic powers.
This looks like a kid drew a picture of a fish and then got their parent to add it to the Pokemon game for them.
Kinda. Oh, and it's got eyelashes.
This looks like you had a 3D mold, and you melted Crayola crayon wax into that mold.
It's really what's getting me is just, like, how... I hate, like, the little poof thing that it's got, the little headpiece.
What even is that?
I don't know. It looks like it's gonna open up and dispel gas or something. Oh, it's a flower.
Oh.
Like a little angler flower.
It unleashes psychic energy to stun opponents.
It's just gaudy, too. I just don't...
So, Kayla, what did we learn this week?
Oh, my God. I...
Not really. Is there... Wait. Before I say not really, Dan, is there anything about this fucker?
It's got 4 Pokedex entries, and it might be based off the reef triggerfish, which is the state fish of Hawaii, even though Hawaii's statehood, like, Hawaii should still be an independent nation because the U.S. is shitty colonizers. But the native Hawaiian name for the reef triggerfish is fun just to look at. I'm going to type it, and I want you all to give it your best shot.
Oh. Huma huma numa numa akua a. Or huma 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 nuku nuku apua a. Yeah. This was a cut song from High School Musical 2.
Damn it.
Yep. Fucking musical kid. I'm glad it was cut because
it was gonna be the song that Sharpay wanted to sing with Troy for the end ceremony at the summer thing, and the point was like, yeah, we're just gonna do this fun song together, and then it's this really weird fucking cheesy Hawaiian lore-esque song, and Troy's like, what the fuck? No.
We've lost Kayla. Also, why would they even try to do Hawaiian fun song when we already have Hawaiian roller coaster ride at the beginning of Lilo and Stitch?
They're in Arizona. Why the or New Mexico. Why the fuck are they singing a Hawaiian song?
Cultural appropriation?
I think They're in Albuquerque, if I remember right.
Anyway, it'll stun things with psychic and then grind them with its strong human pointy teeth and eat them. Specifically, it calls out things with hard shells. So
the picture, the second picture is from the manga.
Yes, it shows up and tries to eat something. Want to know what it does in the anime?
What's it do in the anime, Dan?
It shows up and tries to eat something.
Oh.
Great. Hey, Kayla, what did we learn this week?
1 out of 4 fish is pretty decent. And another 1 out of 4.
Pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah, you know, he's good. He's good. I'm not saying he's fucking great. He's good. He's a good boy. He's swell. All right? You're asking me what I learned. And the other 1 out of 4 fish will cause you to immediately cling to any other topic that is possible.
I'd say I'd say 2 out of 4 fish cause you to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, 1 of those 4, I don't even think there was enough time to get away from it as a topic. Like, it's fish.
What a fucking shitty Pokemon.
Oh my god.
That'll do it for us this week. We talked about 4 individual Pokemon, because keep in mind, Wishiwashi is the same Pokemon, but with 2 different forms. That adds to our current total of 91 to give us a new total of 95 Pokemon talked about. And that means that we have 813 Pokemon remaining. Well, if you want to see any of the things that we talked about, then that's all going to be on our Twitter, at DelveIntoTheDex. Or again, it's in the description for this episode. Click on the word thread. It's underlined. You can find it. If you want to follow any of us personally, I'm Billy the Nut on all social media.
I'm Kayla _ Cooney on Twitter and Instagram.
I had to yawn right before I started talking.
Dan is yawning.
Yeah, like immediately when it was my turn. I'm turl.1.name exclusively on Instagram. Twitter is a cesspool and I can't get on it.
Hey, yeah. And much like these fucking asshole fish, school is out.
First summer.
Actually, guys, school just kind of started.
Yeah, school just started as soon as we started this. I mean, actually, it's like midterms already for some things.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.